And a good week to everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program about agriculture in this great state. All of you who do the chores are farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. I knew there was something wrong in the Wooster home this past week, and I made the comment to my wife, you know, with everything that's going on in this house, I really need a little space. She locked me outside. No, maybe it was the brand new aluminum scoop I got her for Valentine's Day, but that's another story altogether. Speaking of a story and a great story, how about the new dairy facility which will be built in Brookings, South Dakota? What an addition to that city, to this state, to South Dakota State University, and especially to the agricultural community. Now, before I talk about the ag community, for those who don't know, South Dakota State has one of only two dairy manufacturing educational opportunities in the nation, and upon completion last fall of the new dairy manufacturing facility, many say it may be the best. Regardless, the potential for young people who have an interest in any aspect of dairy will increase a whole bunch. Speaking of dairy in this state, the last numbers I saw tell us that each dairy cow is estimated to have somewhere in the neighborhood of a $14,000 ripple effect on our state's economy, or about $344 million per year. A part of that ripple effect is a simple fact: dairy cows eat South Dakota corn and distillers grain, and we know what impact that has on the state. As long as I'm discussing the economic impact of agriculture in South Dakota, another estimate I saw was that ag creates around $22 billion in economic impact, which figures out to $28,000 per man, woman, and child in the state of South Dakota. Hey, that's huge. Oh, let me add this. It's also estimated that corn-based ethanol reduces the cost of gasoline by up to 40 cents a gallon. And as you've heard me say on more than one occasion, our farm folks are doing this on less acres per bushel and also less inputs per bushel. All of this results in Americans spending a lower percentage their income on food than any place else in the world. A little ad, except way to go, you guys who live on the land. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, you be safe, and thanks for what you do.